Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Recording in progress.
Recording successfully.
That was the best Bluetooth. I can't even say it. Bluetooth.
A Bluetooth speaker.
A Bluetooth connection successfully.
If there's a place you gotta go, I'm the one you need to know. I'm the map. I'm the map, I'm the map. If there's a place you gotta get, I can get you there, I bet. I'm the map. I'm the map, I'm the map, I'm the map.
Hey.
Hey.
Yep. Definitely a podcast.
Yep, definitely a podcast.
So we're recording now, right?
Yeah, we're recording now.
Okay, good.
Okay, perfect.
Amazing.
And welcome back to Map, the Mad About Pop Culture podcast, where we talk about all things movies, TV shows, comic books, pop culture, you name it, we'll talk about it.
Mad.
One of the loosest, fast and loose podcasts out there in the world. I'm your host.
Still don't get what that means.
What, fast and loose?
What do you mean?
What do you mean?
Like, this is like episode is 10 to 15 or whatever it is. And I don't get it.
It's just fast and loose. That's it.
Keep going.
Yeah. Anyways, I'm your host, Sega Singh, and joining me today is Squishy Joshi. Joining me today is Squishy Joshi, a.k.a. Joshua.
How's it going, everyone?
I was going to say Squishy Joshua.
We also have another guest here today.
We got another one today as well. We got Mr. Tempo joining us from TD Project,
aka hey.
Lawrence. Yeah.
That's me.
That's him.
It's how you guys a crack doing? Up with Lawrence here.
It's always a crack up. How you guys going?
Yeah.
God, don't get me started.
All right. We'll say that.
It's
say
only
that.
Tuesday, apparently.
It's only Tuesday, mate.
Yeah.
You have so much rage already stored up.
Oh, plenty. Normally we do these on a Thursday, but it's Tuesday and we've already got so much to talk about.
I know.
We've done a reschedule. I'm pinging on AstraZeneca. Let's just go already.
Are you actually?
Wait, did you actually get your jab?
Wait.
Yeah.
Seriously?
I got jumped at the doctor's office with the AstraZeneca.
You didn't wait it out for Pfizer?
No, I was like, man, just jack me up now.
Oh, okay, cool.
What, with like super soldier serum or something? Yeah.
I know. Man, and what a roller coaster of a week that was.
Yeah, like 3,000 people like in line.
I don't think for the AZ. For Pfizer, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but for AZ, you can go anywhere.
AZ, you can
and get
just walk in anywhere and get it now.
Like, I could literally walk down to the local chemist and they've got it. They'll do it there.
I was like, doctor, just give me both doses now, one in each arm. And he's like, nah, mate.
How'd you feel after the first shot?
It was good. I got it before we did that last recording I was in.
Oh, okay, that's good.
And then I basically died for the week afterwards.
Have you seen the TikTok where it's like the guy got all five? Like he pretended he got all five shots, and he's like, now I've got all the like immune.
Oh my god.
He's like, you can't do that. He's like, yeah. I just did.
I'm getting mine next week, so.
The AstraZeneca or nah, Michelle Pfeiffer?
Michelle Pfeiffer. I'm getting Michelle Pfeiffer next week.
Oh, nice.
I'm getting Viagra, actually, next week, yeah.
Viagra shot.
I'm getting the Viagra shot next week.
Yeah, sure, it's not Johnson & Johnson.
Johnson & Johnson. Man, as if we can't just rub Vicks on it, eh?
Yeah, I know. I'll just eat it.
Now, apparently, copper destroys COVID-19. So,
where are you going to get copper from?
Bunnings.
Well, just got well, get like a pipe from Bunnings.
Bunnings warehouse. Yeah, just get a pipe and start like swinging it around.
Yeah, you know how they have those electric tennis rackets that kill all the flies? Have you seen those?
Josh is going to make like a tennis racket made out of copper.
Yeah, just exactly. Wave and then that you around. Use that to kill all the COVID.
What are you doing there, mate? Oh, I'm killing COVID.
Well, 99% of COVID anyway. Yeah. The other 1% will be like dancing in the background, like doing one of those, yeah.
Dancing to Stay, yeah?
Oh, yeah. Mate, that song is everywhere right now. Don't get me started on that.
Well, I wouldn't know. I'm on lockdown.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, so wait, what's the deal with that, right? So I heard all of the TAB.
Oh, yeah, you guys are locked. You're in lockdown now as well.
Like working from home now.
I've converted my bedroom into a miniature casino.
Oh, yeah. Nice. What's the odds on today getting?
Oh, the odds.
The odds of me getting up today.
Wait, are you getting that Viagra shot or not?
So you finally joined. Well, hold on. Were you in lockdown, Josh? No, you weren't in lockdown. You just got into lockdown now. Same with
yeah. Canada. We're like an LGA now.
He can't walk down the road anymore.
No,
that's past his LGA.
No, the army's gonna get me or something like that.
It's like Grand Theft Auto wanted level 6 outside.
Yeah, exactly. You got six star notoriety.
You step outside, woo!
Yeah.
They don't even arrest you anymore. They just tank you.
Yeah,
exactly.
It's literally like, you know when you get the six stars. And then the cops are after you.
Yeah.
And then you go inside to get a haircut and stuff, and you're thinking they'll go away. But your haircut's done, you step outside, it's still there.
Yeah.
Yeah, because if they see you get the haircut, it cancels out the haircut.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But that's like leaving home.
They just wait for you to get the haircut, and then once you go.
You know what they should just do? They should just give all the police, like, trank guns. And then fill the trank guns with the COVID vaccine.
Oh.
And then anyone they see walking around, they just shoot them with the vaccine. And then it's a win-win.
Yeah, but the vaccine needs to be under like a certain temperature or something.
Yeah, we'll sort out the technicalities.
Yeah, they could just have water cooling guns. Like literally, like it's cooled by water.
Or they have one water gun, one vaccine gun.
Yeah, they spray the water gun into the vaccine gun and then shoot the vaccine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is how we're going to solve the lockdown. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, we're going to do it. Well, you guys are just new to the lockdown. I've been in lockdown since the beginning, so I wasn't allowed to leave my area anyway. So, welcome to my life.
LGA life.
LGA.
Yeah. IGA.
Yeah, every time it comes up in one of my work emails, LGA, I just keep reading it as IGA. And I'm just like, what are you going on about?
Wait, what IGA do I have to go to?
IGA selling vaccines now? Oh, mate.
I have to pick up something? Lawrence, I want to ask you.
Yeah?
So are you into any of these Zed horses, Zed racing?
Zed racing?
Have you heard about it?
No, what's that?
Hold on, let me... I think it's Zed Racing.
Zed Racing.
Sorry, Zed Run.
Zed Run.
Yeah, it's like a digital horse racing simulator. Like you can own digital horses.
Oh yeah, that sounds hectic.
Like I was looking into it, but you have to have like crypto and stuff. You have to invest into the crypto, and it's pretty cool. Like, hold on, let me share my screen. So this is it: own, race, and earn.
Ooh, so it's basically like a tab simulator.
Yeah, so like that. It's exactly a tab simulator. But this is We're watching it live. This is a live.
We should get into this
horse race.
Also, side note: so tab has virtual racing. It's called Trackside. If you want a good laugh, you should get on YouTube and look up Japanese Trackside.
Oh. So you're essentially trading in crypto, right?
Oh, well, pretty much. It's like basically you have crypto, you buy the horse.
Pay to win.
And then, and then pretty much whatever races it does, it wins. There's actual trainers for this and stuff. Like.
So it's a Twitch stream.
Yeah, but no. There's actual people that train the horses and get them race ready by like doing like different events and stuff. So like
horse racing simulator. Yeah,
but like it's a big thing apparently. Like I've heard some people look at this horse go. It just ripped through it. Look at it go. I've heard like people like quitting their full time job to run a stable, basically have like five different horses or multiple different horses for different people and just race them, pretty much.
Well, given the current climate with COVID, it's better than doing the real thing.
Exactly.
Mm.
Look at this thing. This thing had like a lead and then it just won. It just won.
As a family man once said, doesn't matter if you win by an inch or a mile. Winning's winning.
Mm. Oh, it actually won.
Just won. Topic for today is product placement in movies, TV shows, music, videos as well, whatever
media,
pretty much all of media, product placement. Mate, where do we start on this stuff? it's a bit of a topic. Let's just start with the easy ones, right? So let's go through the easy ones. I gotta say the easiest product placement advertising is James Bond. Wouldn't you say? Like that would be the most easiest. Like they've got like four different products that they're advertising at all at once. They pretty much have
it's iconic.
Yeah, they pretty much have a watch, a car,
a beer.
And the suit now. I'm going to throw in the suit. Since Daniel Craig has come on, I'm going to say the suit.
And Heineken.
Yeah, that's beer.
that's specifically with the Daniel Craig, James Bond.
That's
one,
only
though.
With
Heineken. Yeah.
And so
we're just going to start this off with giving some examples of product placement.
Yeah. We'll just start straight from there. Like, so pretty much, like, I got to say, James Bond, like, what with the watches, the Rolex... They were pretty big. Like, I think it was, I forgot, one of the directors approached Rolex to get it into the movie. And they said no. They're like, yeah, no, we're not going to give you a watch to use in the movie. So the director had a Rolex himself and then gave it to, I think it was one of Pierce Brosnan's movies, Bond. And pretty much he was the one that started the Rolex trend on that.
But then they subvert expectations with the Daniel Craig James Bond. He wears Omega watches.
Mm.
Remember, because what's her face was like Rolex, like no Omega, and then there was like 10 seconds close up on the watch.
That's the one. But
where's my Heineken? Shaken, not stirred.
and then you got your Aston Martins as well. That was a
iconic.
That came out through there. But I gotta say, like, but didn't Goldeneye have a BMW? One of them had a BMW.
Yeah, he drove a BMW in one of the Pierce Brosnan ones.
Yeah, they had a BMW.
Also, I remember when Die Another Day came out, they literally just took footage from that film, and that was the Jaguar ad.
Yes.
The ad was just clips from the movie.
It was just clips from the movie. Yeah, it was. It was, wasn't it? It was literally.
So it's like a reverse product placement.
Okay. All right, buddy. That's like a too deep into that. But yeah, no, like
that's meta, bro.
That is pretty much, yeah. So like they started the car trend, I gotta say. James Bond started the car trend of like having popular like sports car into those movies and stuff like that. And then you know who killed it? Marvel killed it.
How so?
Because every single Marvel movie has an Audi car in it.
Yeah, like, that was something I was going to bring up later. Like, basically, every MCU movie, all the cars are either Audi or GM.
If it's an
expensive car, it's Audi. If it's a cheap car, it's GM. But it's basically all the cars in that universe.
It's kind of funny because in Age of Ultron, right? So Age of Ultron, they're in Sokovia. So when Sokovia's getting lifted into the sky, you see Natasha and Hawkeye. So you see Black Widow and Hawkeye in the car driving around. It's an Audi. Where'd they find that? They're in a farming state. They're like in a rural area.
Gotta get those product placement numbers up.
Yeah.
Like, where did they find that? It's the one guy. The one guy that had it. They stole it.
Yeah. Sokovia.
So, like, you know, like literally, like the people of Sokovia are like farmers and handmaids and
nice cars.
Do you reckon they blew up any Audis in those movies?
Like, sure, they did a couple.
Yeah, like, they did. They're in Black Panther.
You sure they're not like? You sure they're not like blowing up like other brand cars?
They did. Actually, you're right. In Black Panther, they blew up a Lexus.
Yeah,
take
that.
There you go.
They blew up a Lexus, so
that's not their sponsorship, no. So they can blow it up.
And then they started driving Audis around after that. So you know,
I think the most iconic recent example of car product placementship though is basically Transformers is just one big GM.
I was just about to bring that up as well, like like the Camaro.
Just a big ad for GM, General Motors.
So, okay, fun fact. You know, fun fact with Michael Bay, just throwing it out there. So, Michael Bay, can we say that the Army is a product placement for Michael Bay? Because every single movie he does is Army.
He is very patriotic. He has a lot of American symbolism in his movies. You ever notice that, Josh? Like, there's either a flag of America or, like, stuff in the background forms to make the flag.
Yeah.
Very patriotic.
Yeah. Could we say that Michael Bay, like any Michael Bay movie, will have an army?
The US Army.
I don't know if it is product placement. I just think he's very American.
No. But here's the thing. Like, I never knew.
No, I was just about to say, like, if you were to count the US Army as a corporation, then maybe it is. Maybe it is product placement.
This is why I bring it up as product placement. It's because they give him free use of the equipment.
Oh, so that's why everything blows up.
Real live guns.
pretty much, he gets to use the army for free, as long as he just pays for the bullets or pays for like the bullets and explosion ammunition and explosion. So pretty much, he could have like he could have all the tank and stuff, like. Tanks, cars, and armors, and all that, but he just has to pay for the ammunition.
Isn't all the ammunition like CGI'd in, anyways?
No, like I mean, well, Transformers 2, like they were in the desert, so majority of it was like obviously like practical because they're in the desert.
A lot of practical explosions, so you need explosive to get that happening.
Yeah. Sticking on Transformers and stuff like that. what about I don't know. Have you seen the fourth one?
Bud Light.
Yeah, Bud Light.
And the Beats thing.
Bud Light and Beats.
Oh my god.
Like, that was such a heavy product placement. Like,
see, I'm fine with some level of product placement, but I think that just went too far.
That and the Japanese milk. Is Japanese or Chinese milk? That's in like every Transformers movie as well. Like, there's like
Japanese milk.
I don't know. I don't know if it's Japanese milk or Chinese milk, but it's like a Chinese branded milk that he has in every Transformers movie that he does as well. For some reason, I don't know why. He just has it.
Keep them bones strong.
Yeah, I know. What up? But he's the biggest. I gotta say, he's one of the biggest people to do product placement wherever he can, or however he can.
From a business perspective, you like you should.
Yeah, like so many people got outraged that he changed Bumblebee from a Volkswagen Beetle, Volkswagen Bug to a Camaro. It was like the end of the world, pretty much. The only reason he changed it was because he got the car for free. Obviously, he's gonna.
Yeah.
Obviously, he's gonna use the car.
It would be a very different movie if it was a Volkswagen Beetle.
Very much. Could you imagine? Could you imagine if it was? Like, he goes.
Yeah, it's like imagining if the main Pokemon was Clefairy, not Pikachu. Like, what could have been?
moving on. Do you have any other examples, Lawrence, you want to throw out?
Oh, another one that annoys me was the... You ever seen the Power Rangers movie, that recent one?
I know what you're going to say. Is it Krispy Kreme?
Half the plot revolved around Krispy Kreme.
Oh.
Like, literally, it couldn't have been any other donut shop. It had to be Krispy Kreme's. It's like, we need to get a Krispy Kreme.
Like, okay, sure. Set some of the plot around the Krispy Kreme. But there were so many unnecessary shots showing the logo. Like there would be full-on action happening, and then the shot would, like, pan slightly to the right just to show the logo, and then back to the action. And it's like, get out, everyone. Like, relax. Okay, we get it. You're fighting next to Krispy Kreme.
Yeah. No, not even that. Like, wasn't it? That's where the Goldark was. Like, one of the villains was like
The Allspark.
Yeah, like was like underneath the Krispy Kreme.
I forget the plot.
Me too. But all I remember is something was underneath the Krispy Kreme, but they destroyed it. But the sign was still up. Like, how does that work? Sticking with brands, like sticking with another one, Dynaco. I know it's a made-up brand, but yeah. Dynaco.
Ka-chow.
Ka-chow.
Do you know Dynaco, Josh?
No.
Oh, my God.
I still haven't watched Cars, probably.
Have you seen any Disney movie?
Yeah.
Any cartoon Disney movie? Any
It's in a few of them, isn't it? It's like, in the background.
In, like, most of it.
Oh, really?
Like, Disney
like it's
is
a recurring theme.
So Dynaco is like it's like a fuel brand.
Okay. Yeah.
It's like Shell or something.
Yeah.
So like it shows up in like every like wherever they can. So like basically Dynaco and Pizza Planet. Those two are the ones.
I know Pizza Planet.
Yeah, Dynaco's in Toy Story as well. The first one where you know where they go to the service station? That's Dynaco.
Mm. Oh, wow, must have missed it.
But yeah, they're pretty much Disney pretty much does its own product placement within each other's movies. Anyway,
Speaking of fake product placement, how good are the product placements in anime? Like, they change one letter in the logo.
Oh yeah.
And it's it's like Sony spelt with an A or something. Like
Sona.
Sona.
Or Sani.
Oh my god, that reminds me. Thanks for bringing up Sony.
James Bond used the Sony laptop in Casino Royale.
Yeah, he did. Because it is a Sony product, isn't it?
Yeah,
it is.
What's it called, Josh? The Vio?
Yeah, Vio.
Vio.
Yeah.
So since we're bringing up Sony, any Sony movies like The Amazing Spider-Man, everyone has like a Sony Ericsson. So much close up of like Sony Ericsson and like a Sony laptop and shit. And then, you know what was my favorite? I don't know. Have you seen Amazing Spider-Man, Josh?
Yeah. Wait, is that Andrew Garfield?
Andrew Garfield's one.
I've seen one of them, I think.
Yeah. So, Lawrence, have you seen it?
Yeah.
Spider-Man's
my favourite hero, mate.
This is what really got to me. Who uses Bing?
Yes.
Yeah. What?
He's full
searching on Bing.
It's on Bing. No one uses Bing. The only reason you would use Bing is to find your way back to Google.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, that's like immersion breaking. Like, it pulls you out of the movie.
Yeah.
I swear. Oh my gosh. It was like,
you might as well be on Ask Jeeves.
Yeah. Like, Bing's number one search is Google. Like, literally, like, Google. But apparently Bing paid them to be in. And then Sony. Have you guys seen Chappie? The robot one?
No. On the list.
Okay, so Chappie, massive Sony product placements in there, like literally. This is not a spoiler or anything, but, like, they've got, like, hundreds of, like, PlayStation PS4s just lying around. And I'm like, great. That's a great product placement right there. Josh, you had one. You said one the other day.
Yeah, I did. I think Burger King was in Men in Black 2 at least 3 or 4 times. I was about to
Burger
say
King was
one.
Actually in Need for Speed Underground 2.
Oh, really? There you go.
Do you guys know the reason why it's not called Burger King here?
Well, it used to be.
No. Yeah, but you know why it's not called Burger King anymore, right? So a guy in Queensland opened up a shop called Burger King.
And trademarked the name.
And he trademarked it before it came to Australia.
Take that.
And so then that's why it's called Hungry Jack's now. Coming to America.
The McDowell's.
McDowell's. Not McDonald's, McDowell's. That and Pulp Fiction had a pretty big McDonald's.
Yeah.
Sort of.
I like the ones in Pulp Fiction. So, you know, they were talking about McDonald's.
Yeah.
And what's the burger called in France? And Royale with cheese.
Royale with cheese.
And then he's scaring those guys in that apartment. And they start going on about the Big Kahuna Burger.
Yeah. Josh is like so confused. He's like, what?
Yeah.
What's happening?
It's a top movie.
It was a good movie. Please tell me you've... Oh, no, he hasn't seen it. You haven't seen it. Have you seen any Quentin Tarantino movies at all?
I'm pretty sure I would have.
Okay.
I saw Death Proof the other day. That was good.
Yeah?
Yeah, Death Proof.
I haven't seen that one yet.
If you like Cars, you got to watch Death Proof.
Is that the one that that's Death Race, is it?
No, you're Statham is Death Race.
Yeah, that's the one. That's the one I'm getting confused with. Statham, Death Race.
No, so Death Proof is like this guy's a stunt driver, and he's like, if I'm in this car in the driver's seat, I can't die no matter what I do. And he just like goes on like a weird rampage.
So pretty much, Fast and Furious, yeah.
Slightly more realistic than Fast and Furious.
Is that your segue into Fast and Furious?
No. Well, Fast and Furious is like NOS.
Yeah. And Corona.
And Corona.
Actually, they got in trouble because of that from the first movie. If you noticed that they kept calling it NOS in the first movie, and then every movie after that, they called it Nitrous.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, Nitrous.
Because NOS is the brand name, it's not the product name.
Yeah. So pretty much, like, I need some NAS.
Yeah, because NAS was one of the sponsors, but wasn't their only sponsor, because they also had, like, Nitrous Express and other brands. So, like, they got told off after that first movie.
Yeah, but then NAS only sponsored them for the first movie. Because for the rest of them, they didn't use NAS, that's why.
Yeah.
But, no, they did have, I think they
use it in...
They came back eight? In, like... No, they came back in, like, one of them where they used it as, like, a small canister. They put it in like a gun, like one of those grappling guns. I forgot which one it was.
But what was he using in 8 when he was like reversing the car while it was on fire?
Well, he used it somewhere.
Yeah.
But the first Fast and Furious, I really liked the product placement in that movie because it was subtle and it blended in with what was going on in the movie. So like a lot of their, like not some of their funding came from the brands, right? For the car parts. So the way they would do it was they would put the logos on the decals of the cars they were using. So it like it blended in perfectly with what was going on. So it was subtle product placement. But it was still there.
But the biggest one that was the Corona.
The whole franchise is run on Corona.
But it wasn't a thing. It wasn't a thing until it was a thing because number one, they said in the first one they were like, you can have any beer you want as long as it's a Corona. And I'm like, oh, okay, cool. But you know what? You know what was a funny one? One where they were like, they get recruited by Kurt Russell. And then they're like, oh, we have the finest beers in the world over here. And he's like, nah, you got any Coronas? And he just, I don't know, he just gets a bucket of Corona and ice and just slams it down. Like, what?
Kurt Russell's the guy from Death Proof. Maybe it's the same universe.
It's the same. Well, people were saying that. Actually, there was a theory saying that Kurt Russell, like,
after he died in Death Proof, spoiler.
Yeah. Before, he, like, No, but, like, he got reincarnated into, like, Mr. Nobody. That's why, or he faked his death and turned into Mr. Nobody. That's why nobody knows who he is in the Fast and Furious franchise. Ooh. Now, in saying that, that's really stupid. But
oh, we've got heaps, but I was just thinking maybe we should talk into, like, now why we have product placement, like, what makes a good or a bad product placement. So I think we could still bounce heaps of examples off that, mixing the conversation up a bit.
Yeah. So what examples do you have? That's a really good product placement.
Well, to me, first, like, I should define like what a good product placement is, because to me, the best product placements are the subtle ones, the ones that you don't quite realize are happening. Like you take it in and you don't realize it's a product placement, but you think about it after the movie. Those are the best ones.
Hmm.
And contrasting with that, the worst examples are the ones that break the immersion of the movie. You're watching, like the beats in that Transformer movie. Like you're watching a movie, you're losing yourself to the fantasy of this movie, and then you're pulled out of it because like all of a sudden you're basically watching an ad.
Yeah.
Like those suck.
For me, I think the best, like you said, subtle product placements are really good. And there was some in that movie, it's not coming up. Like things like in Stranger Things, like Eggos. That was a really subtle one. Like they weren't pushing that.
Mm.
Like it worked well with the thing. Like that was one. They had Coke as well. Cause do you remember in, have you guys seen all of Stranger Things yet?
No. Yeah. No. But go on.
Oh, you haven't seen it?
No.
Okay, anyway. So they had, like, Eggos and Coke was another one that was pretty subtle.
I thought Eggos was a thing they made up.
No, Eggos isn't an actual, it's an actual product.
Okay, there you go.
But then they had, I think it was in the later season, in season 3, they had the Coke.
Mm.
Coke and New Coke. Do you remember that? Coke and New Coke? Like, I don't know, we weren't alive back when it was happening, but there was, did you know that Coke brought out a thing called New Coke?
Yeah, back in the day, before us.
Before us, they brought out a thing called New Coke.
Hmm.
And everyone, like, they're like, oh my God, this is not the real thing, go back to the original. What's happening?
Apparently it was a big marketing conspiracy, like the Sonic movie.
Let's not sidetrack.
Yeah, that's another podcast in itself.
That's another one itself. That was also Sony, wasn't it?
I think so.
Okay, how about movies based on products?
Transformers.
Yeah, exactly, like Transformers. Like what else? Transformers, G.I. Joe. Well,
the plot of Harold and Kumar go to White Castle.
That's the one. The White Castle. That's what I was going to bring up. Like,
they go to White Castle.
They go to White Castle. Because that's an actual thing.
Have you seen it, Josh?
No.
It's like if we were like, Lawrence and Sega go to KFC. But we turned it into a 2-hour movie.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's literally like Lawrence and Sega go to KFC. But then Neil Patrick Harris rocks up somehow.
Yeah.
There's that. What are some like anime ones that you guys were talking about?
Initial D. No joke, that anime
tofu.
Not only did it got me to start eating tofu, but it genuinely impacted the car market. Like the value of certain cars skyrocketed because of that anime.
And the game as well.
The game.
Like the arcade game as well.
What a four.
I'm doing some search now in the background and I found it.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I found an image. So you know Dr. Pepper,
Forrest Gump.
Dr. Pepper, right?
Yeah, Forrest Gump. That's a big one in Forrest Gump, Dr. Pepper.
I didn't realize that, but I'm looking at this anime image right now, and they've changed a couple of the words out. So it's
Do you want to? I'll share it. You want to share this screen?
Mr. Peter instead of Dr. Pepper.
I also remember Dr. Pepper was the drink of choice in Smokey and the Bandit, when the cop needs to take a break and he gets himself a hamburger and a Dr. Pepper.
Mr. Peter.
Can you see that? Mr. Peter.
Mr. Peter. Same thing. And then yeah, see, that's what I'm going on about. Most of the brands...
That's the best one, man. McDonald's.
Most of the products in animes are fake. They just change one letter and...
Yeah.
It becomes a new product.
That one's pretty... Like, that's obvious, that one. But when they change the thing like that, McDonald's, and that's the best.
McDonald's. I like that. That sounds good.
McDonald's.
What about, have you guys seen Wayne's World?
No, but I know the scenes in there where they're like, they're full taking the piss out of it.
Yeah.
Out of placement.
It's Pizza Hut. They do it for Pizza Hut, and it's
Pepsi
so funny.
Pepsi in there as well, right?
I think so. But it's, the best one was the Pizza Hut one. But they're like, I will not sell myself to some sponsor. And then he opens up like a pizza box and it says Pizza Hut on it.
Yeah.
Oh, the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, the new one. That was Pizza Hut back in the day.
Yeah, because they could have really gone with like any like local New Yorker pizza or whatever, couldn't they? But like they went with Pizza Hut.
And Pizza Hut's not that good anyway, so.
It's okay. It's no kebab shop pizza.
No.
That's where it's at.
That's where it's
kebab
at.
Kebab shop pizza.
So Did you know that they released like a teenage? They released a pizza topping. It wasn't a topping. It was more like a sauce that was green, and it was like the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle, like to celebrate Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Sounds mad.
Was that for that? I remember like years ago they had a Heinz ketchup, but they made it green.
No. It's not the. I'm not talking about ketchup. I'm talking about recently. Like they just recently had it. Like
Turtle ooze.
Yeah, turtle ooze. Yeah. That's what it was. It was literally like, green.
So it's like not green ketchup. Sauce. It's not tomato sauce.
I don't know what kind of sauce it was.
And they played a lot with like food coloring back in the day, like in the 90s.
Yeah.
Everything was toxic.
Oh, mate.
How good was like, Pepsi Blue?
There was at least like 7 different colors in Fruit Loops, and now it's only like 4.
Pepsi Blue. Oh, they've got SpongeBob now. Pizza Hut have SpongeBob now.
Say what?
Yeah, hold on.
Man, he makes burgers. Get Burger King to sponsor him.
Yeah.
What?
Get out.
Okay, I kind of like that box, though. That's a nice box.
All right, Mr. Graphic Design.
Yeah. All right, buddy. No, but I want to see if they've got that green sauce, whatever it's called.
Yeah, pesto.
Yeah, pesto.
Pesto.
I had a good pesto salad the other day. Not salad, a pasta the other day.
Why would you put pesto on?
Pesto goes with everything.
Yeah.
Chicken, it's like chili.
Mate.
Goes with everything.
Good old pesto.
Another one. Yeah, another big one, yeah, back there. Another one was Forrest Gump. Castaway. The FedEx.
Wilson. Castaways. See, FedEx. I didn't mind that product placement because I felt like by the point you met Wilson or you see Wilson, it's like you're that immersed in the movie and you know what's going on with regards to the story. And by the time they bring out the volleyball, like the product placement just kind of like goes over your head.
Yeah.
If you know what I mean. Like you don't stop to think, hey, I'm being taken out of the immersion of this movie because they showed me this brand. Like you just kind of go along with it. I felt like that was a reasonable product placement.
So another one was I didn't think this is a product placement, but this is more due to the person. So Tom Cruise is sponsored by Ray-Ban.
Oh, but that's product placement. He wears Ray-Bans in heaps of movies.
Yeah. Mm. So like literally, I think it was which movie did he wear the Wayfarers in? Wait, I know because in Top Gun he had aviators. Was it Risky Business that he wore?
Risky Business.
The Wayfarers, yeah.
Yeah.
And they had like $4 million sales for that, like $4 million in sales just because of those pair of glasses. So you know how we said there was a BMW car in a Bond movie? It was GoldenEye.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that BMW was in the movie before the car was actually released officially to the public.
Yeah. Yeah, it was the X3 or something.
Some kind of BMW.
Oh, Z3. I don't know, Josh, have you seen this? E.T.?
No.
The Reese's Pieces.
So apparently American cinemas did not used to stock that as a snack, and then after E.T. they started stocking it.
Because it became so
big. Yeah, because it became so popular because of E.T.
Yeah.
The power of product placement.
Okay, so I never knew this. So apparently there's a thing called Every Brand Ever. And it's an actual top shelf brand. That includes Gillette, Nokia, Chrysler, Carl's Jr. and Hershey's.
Wait, so what is this?
This thing's called Every Brand Ever. Oh, hold on.
So it's like a TK Maxx.
No, sorry, this is my bad. I read that wrong. It said Every Brand Ever in Man of Steel.
Oh, I think you were on the same page as me just a moment ago.
Yeah. So like Gillette, Nokia, Chrysler, Carl's Jr. and Hershey's apparently are all... They'll paid $160 million. Skyfall had... Heineken paid Skyfall $45 million to be... Wow, that's a lot.
Mate.
Yeah, to get an iconic character like James Bond to change his iconic drink to
Heineken,
a beer, like that's you're gonna pay a lot of money for that.
Yeah. Mm. I like.
Do you reckon it fits his character to drink a beer like Heineken? Would you see Heineken as a classy beer?
It's the most international beer.
Like, it definitely wouldn't work if he was drinking like Victoria Bitter.
Yeah, no.
No, because again, Victoria VB only comes in like a short stubby. It's not in like sort of like the.
We should like redo all of James Bond, but every time he's drinking, it's a VB.
Or I should just Photoshop it, like just Photoshop out the Heineken and put a VB in there instead.
That should be our thumbnail.
Give him a mullet.
Socks and sandals. In regards to that, okay. So another product placement is. This is a big clue to finding out who the villain is of the movie.
Oh, yeah. Phone.
Yeah, the phone, yeah. It's anyone that has an Apple phone is not the villain. So whoever...
That's a spoiler warning trigger
alert. It is. Whatever it's spoiler, you want to call it. Spoilers for any movie that has an Apple phone. Whoever's got an Apple phone,
you know, is not a villain. The bad guy.
They're not the bad guy.
No matter how much of a douche they are, you know they're not the bad guy. Because if they have, it's an Apple thing. Like they contracted all the movies. They're like, no, you can have our products in your movies, but you're not allowed to have the antagonist.
Yeah. So there's a movie that was released not too long ago. That's sort of like a mystery movie, but then
Knives Out.
Yeah, that's it. Like it gets solved in like. 5 minutes because the bad guy doesn't have an iPhone. Every single other person has an iPhone except for the bad guy.
That's kind of like, it's a cool bit of trivia, but it's also annoying because now you can just look out for that.
Yeah, exactly. Like
it's kind of wrecks movies now that we all know this.
Like especially don't watch Mission Impossible Ghost Protocol because the iPhones are all over that as well. Apple's all over that stuff as well. So anyone that uses iPhones and Apple, like Apple products, they're always the good guys. Yeah. And then bringing back to like other ones. Okay, what about music videos? Josh, you did you have any music videos in mind? That
Well, I saw one today, actually, just now. It's a new K-pop song called Queendom by Red Velvet. Apparently they're an older group that's just come back recently. And check this out, right? So I'm going to share my screen.
Yep.
So right off the bat, check this out, right?
Apple.
Whoa. Okay. Pause. This is controversial. This is the first K-pop group I've seen that's using Apple products.
Ah, there you go. Actually, yes, because most of them are.
Do you know the story behind this, Lawrence?
No.
So K-pop groups like BTS and Blackpink. So we're gonna name the big ones. They are legally contracted by Samsung.
Yeah.
So.
Sponsored by Samsung.
Samsung.
Oh, because Samsung's Korean.
Yeah.
But they just cannot be like associated with Apple at all.
So Apple. Pretty much.
That's cool. All right.
So pretty much, if you want to take a photo with them, and if you have an iPhone, they are not allowed to hold that phone and take a photo. Yeah, they'll be like, nah. But let's say, for instance, if they're on stage and you want to pass them a phone, they're not allowed to consider taking the iPhone. But if it's a Samsung or an Android phone, they'll all take it.
That's top level marketing right there. Because if you're their biggest fan, you're going to want to have a Samsung then.
Now look, you can actually take it yourself, but if you want them to get the selfie of you in there.
That's right, yeah. So if you're like a super duper fan, you're going to want a Samsung.
Exactly.
Yeah. And then... remember, they kept showing, I think when the flip phone came out, it was just BTS all over Samsung, like literally. Like.
Right, yeah.
But that's the thing. Like, remember we had this talk as well where we're like, Samsung need like those guys to sell their products. Whilst with Apple, it doesn't really need to do anything and it'll sell itself. Oh, another big thing that Apple does is a cool branding product placement thing. So, because you know how Apple owns Beats now, right? So, Beats released a new pair of headphones, but it didn't hit the markets yet. They gave players in the NBA those headphones for free, just wear them, and literally throughout the final series, you just saw close-ups of players' faces with the headphones in.
Mm-hmm.
Literally, as soon as they announced it, it was sold out within minutes.
Yeah, of course.
Within minutes, they had
real life product placement.
That is, you know, look at that. Talk about product placement. That's the biggest one right there. Oh, another product placement is, have you watched an NRL game on TV?
Yeah, a couple of times. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Have you ever been to a real NRL game?
No.
Okay. So, you know the KFC, KFC, Harvey Norman, whatever they whatever sponsors that night?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know how it shows like a little box is squared and stuff? That's actually not on the ground. That's actually digitally put there.
Don't they the logo have, that's like, on the field, that's not actually there.
It's the ones not on the field.
Aren't they the like thing, angled heaps?
No. The only thing that's on the field is the markings, the lines, and the Telstra Premiership. That's it.
Really interesting.
That's it. Like, I'll be like, Josh, if you let me share the screen, I'll show you.
I thought they had the logos printed onto the grass, right? But like really angled, so like when the camera like focuses.
Yeah, it wouldn't make sense unless it's a certain angle.
Yeah. No. But I'll show you. Give me a second.
I am pretty sure they did that at one point. I'm not sure if they do it now, but
yeah. I'll find it for you. Hold on.
They used to do that on certain Formula One cars. So the logo made no sense unless they were moving at high speed.
Right.
It was a loophole for cigarette advertising until they stopped it.
Yeah.
So the only time it will have the logos is for like the grand final, but any other game it doesn't have it. If it's just a normal game, they don't have it. So they will get like the Telsh, they'll get like whatever branding it is, whoever sponsored it. I'm just trying to find an example so I can show you.
I feel, though, now this is kind of moving away from product placement and more into sponsorships.
It is sort of like product placement. So, yeah. That's pretty much the feel. Oh, hold on. Let me get rid of my background.
Oh,
it disappeared. So I don't know if you can see it. There's nothing there. I'll send the photo anyways. But there's nothing there. And then on TV, it will show that they've got it. Like they'll have like KFC or something there. Yeah. That is sort of product placement. Like literally like.
But then if like a player like ran on top of the logo, wouldn't it be like transparent on top of them?
No, they do some sort of TV magic.
Something, yeah. But you know what? You know how I figured this out was?
Yeah, I don't know.
I figured this out, like, literally, like, before. So, I remember one time I was watching the game, and someone got tackled, like, literally on their back, got, like, slid across the thing, and they're wearing a white jersey, and the thing was red. Like, I think it was the KFC logo. It was red, right? They got up, and they had like nothing on their back because in the goal area they spray painted like Chemist Warehouse in there, which was blue, and so when people scored the try they had like blue paint and shit all over the jerseys and stuff, and then this person slid across the red stuff and they didn't have anything. So I was just like, that's a bit weird. But yeah, let's go back to product placement. We kind of swerved.
When people mention product placement, I think they're more in their mind. It's like while it's mainly TV and movies, it's also like just any form of like medium.
Yeah.
Like, so TV, movie, music videos, any kind of video, even books. It's been written into books as well.
Hmm.
Do you have any examples of that?
Yeah, so Around the World in 80 Days, certain companies were like, you're going to travel around the world in 80 days. Why don't you make our shipping company one of those companies to use rather than just like a generic company?
Okay. Got it. You know what was another one? I don't know. Have you guys seen iRobot?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Converse. The Converse that he has. It's the 2004 Converses. He gets the 2004 Converses. Vintage. But that was the thing.
On the flip side of that, the Back to the Future.
The Nikes, yeah.
Nikes and then also Pepsi, but like the future versions of those products.
Yeah. But the Nikes, future, so with the Nikes, I think, what are they called?
The self-lacing.
The self-lacing ones.
Mm.
Yeah.
They were called something. I forget what it was. Like, Hyperdunks? I think.
Probably.
Something like that. So anyway, so basically they only like made like a few thousand of those and they only released like maybe 10 to 15 each year. And then they pretty much, whatever they get from it, it goes to charity. They sell it off like, it's for charity basically. So whatever money they make, it's an auction pretty much. So people auction you and buy it and then whatever money they make off it, they give it to charity and stuff. So I'm like, yeah, okay, makes sense. And have you guys seen White House Down as well? The Channing Tatum, Jamie Foxx one?
No.
Oh, okay. So that's like Olympus Has Fallen. Or, you know, Jerry Butler's. It's pretty much the same, like, they're the same movie. But one's got Channing Tatum, Jamie Foxx, the other one has Morgan Freeman and Jared Butler. Like, Nike was big in that. Like, I can't go anywhere without my Jordans. So that's it. Oh, in saying that, Like Mike. Please like tell me Mike. You guys have seen that. Like Mike.
Yeah.
He
gets Michael Jordan shoes.
Michael Jordan shoes, yeah, Jordans. So, would you classify that as a... that is a product placement.
I guess, but I don't know if it was a product placement because I know like there are examples of you see brands in movies, but they're not necessarily product placements. So like, if we go to Back to the Future for a moment,
yeah.
What's the most iconic thing about Back to the Future?
The Ducati, the car.
The Ducati.
Ducati. What is that Ducati?
DeLorean.
DeLorean. Where did Ducati come from?
I think I saw Imagine a Back to the Future,
but he had a Ducati.
But he has a Ducati. What a movie. Yeah, but like, I don't think DeLorean paid for that car to be in that movie because I'm pretty sure he was out of business at that point. Like, they just needed a car.
Yeah.
And they thought, oh, this is the most futuristic looking old car we could find.
Yeah.
Or like, the cars in the first Fast and Furious movie, like they didn't go to Toyota or Nissan or Mazda. They got the cars from other sources, like that weren't affiliated with those manufacturers.
Yeah, they got it from people that have done up their cars and they're like, hey, do you want to be in a movie?
Yeah, but I think we're just so like aware of products being in movies now, we just kind of assume everything is a product placement, even if though it might not necessarily be. It's just like, it's just a creative writing choice.
Yeah.
Would you
Baskin and Robbins and Ant-Man.
Yeah. Oh, what about...
That's product placement.
Yeah.
That is. What about Google search? Google in the intern. Well, the internship or whatever it's called.
Where they're working at Google?
Yeah, they're working at Google.
That's next level.
Everything is product placement there.
It's just a big ad for Google.
Surprise. Fun fact, no one had an iPhone in that movie as well.
I can imagine. that would have been like really bad if they had an iPhone in that movie.
I would have. I would have. Definitely. Would you classify the Lego movie as like product placement for Lego? That's like something that you were saying. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. 100%. Yeah.
The Lego movie.
Because like while the Lego characters, like Lego Batman, for example, they're very distinct.
Yeah.
Like it's still Lego. Yeah. You know?
So if you took the Lego out of the Lego movie, what would it be?
It wouldn't be the same movie.
It would just be like blocks.
Yeah.
Like blocks of movie.
Doesn't work.
Doesn't work.
But it's still
no.
Really good movies though, but yeah. Still massive just ad campaign.
Definitely. Mm. What about Mini Cooper in the Italian Job?
Yeah, see if we look back to the original Italian Job, you have to bear in mind that first it was a British film and the Mini is a British car, right? So easily accessible to the car. Second, they needed a really small and nimble car. So the Mini Cooper. Like that was the point of the heist. They're gonna steal all this stuff and they need really small, nimble cars for their escape. That's why they got the Mini Cooper. So it's like, is that a product placement or is that a creative writing choice factoring in a real product? Mm. You know what I mean? Like, it could be a product placement. Like, I'm not 100% on that. But with regards to the story, it made sense that they needed Mini Coopers. Like, it wouldn't have worked if they did that heist with Aston Martins.
I mean, it's not like like Fast and Furious in number 5, where they get Dodge, is it Dodge Vipers?
Like the Challengers, the police cars.
Challengers, yeah. But like, no, not the police car. The cars that they have at the end, where they, with the safe. What is it? The Dodge.
Yeah, the Challengers.
The Challengers, right? Yeah.
Yeah, that's a big Dodge.
That's a product placement for sure, because they could have easily used any other car that's like.
Also, the Mitsubishis in Too Fast, Too Furious product placement.
Yeah, because they both have Mitsubishis.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can tell that one. And then I saw.
So not all of the cars were product placement, but like some of the key cars were.
But what about Josh? You've seen New Girl, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Season one.
Yeah, Ford Fusion, isn't that a thing? Apparently, that's a product placement.
Yes. Yes.
The Ford Fusion.
that's a good series.
That is a good series, isn't it?
Hmm.
But from a business perspective, if you're going to write a product into something, like whether it is to like further accent a character trait about someone, you might as well try and make it a product placement,
mm-hmm.
just so you can get a bit of revenue or income.
Mm.
But you have to pay quite a bit to. I mean, well, depending on the company, you know.
Like yeah, sometimes it's not worth doing the product placement, but like, if you're going to write a certain thing about a character, like, if you can, get an applicable brand and then they'll help pay for stuff, you know?
Yeah, exactly. But, like, things like, going back to, like, the Transformers movie, another one was, like, they had Microsoft sponsored them as well. They had, product placement for Microsoft, like the Xbox. And then they had the Mountain... In the first one, where they...
The Mountain Dew...
The vending machine turned into a robot. Yeah. Pretty much that's it. Do you have any more that you think of, or that's about it?
Heaps of examples. Like, we could honestly go for another hour just talking about examples.
Examples and stuff, but, like... Is there anything else that you guys want to add on?
Yeah, that Stay song that's been everywhere lately. The Kid Laroi and Justin Bieber. I literally just clicked their music video right now and the very first scene is Beats.
I just want to add, we're at a point where there's just going to be more product placement than before. Like,
oh yeah,
we're at a 100%. Point in time where it's going to be even more product placement because... Mm. This is the generation now that doesn't watch free-to-air TV. We're the generation that doesn't watch TV with ads in it. So this is the only way businesses can now put their ads towards us if they put it inside TV and movies.
Yeah.
So now we're just going to get more of it.
Like, literally, even with sports and stuff, because now Foxtel, they have sports without ads. Because, like, free-to-air, like Channel 9 and stuff will have ads playing because it's free-to-air, right?
Yeah.
But with Foxtel or with Fox Sports, because since you're paying for that subscription, they don't show the ads.
Yeah.
And so there's, like, no ads on that. But in regards to that, another product placement, I don't know if this is a product placement, but this is more like sponsorship and stuff, which is a whole completely different topic anyways.
Yeah,
but like,
still touch on it, yeah.
Still touch on it. But, like, they... So there was a stage where in the NRL where the referees were told to use the video ref. Like for
yeah, and there's a sponsor in the video ref, isn't there?
Just for KFC because they weren't getting enough. They weren't showing that advertising often. So they said
they're just making up excuses to use the video ref.
Yeah, exactly. They're pretty much using excuses to use it up. So then, you know, on the screen for like 30 seconds, you'll just see like KFC. For like legit, yeah. Like 30 seconds will just be like KFC, KFC, KFC.
Decision KFC. Pending, KFC, yeah. KFC.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then things like that. And then, so I gotta say, that was a big one. And then they cracked onto it. Like, cause,
that's good.
Because KFC stopped sponsoring them for like that time. Like, every time they showed, they would get sponsor them. But KFC, like, were like, no, we'll just sponsor you for the rights to use it. But yeah. Now we got plenty of more to go for, but like we're gonna be talking about for like years, man.
Yeah. Yonkers. Sure. I just wanna just throw in there, just I get from a business perspective, you need to do product placement. And there are heaps of movies out there that would not have even been made if they didn't have the funding from certain product placements. But from a consumer point of view, some product placements just seriously, they break the immersion of the fantasy of us enjoying the story of watching a TV show or movie. So if you're going to do it right, don't make it so obvious that it's a product placement. Like, don't break that immersion for us.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
It's pretty much, I saw the new Lego Space Jam movie. That's a walking advertising, like for Nike, pretty much. For Nike and LeBron's brand, it's pretty much like a... like literally there's product placements everywhere on that.
The whole movie is just an animated billboard.
Yeah, it literally is like animated and live action billboard.
Yeah,
because he released shoes for that. I showed you, didn't I show you those shoes? Like he released like LeBron like shoes that are like Bugs Bunny and Marvin the Martian and like Tasmanian like crossover shoes and stuff. But like that, like, you know, it's a weird thing, they don't even have those characters on the shoe. It's just the color.
Mm.
Like, they've got a Sylvester and Tweety one, and it doesn't have Sylvester or Tweety on the shoe at all. That doesn't make sense. Anyways, I think we'll just call it there for today, guys.
Yeah.
Anyways, Josh, where can they find you?
You can find me at Squishy Joshy pretty much on every social media platform except for Instagram, which is Squishy _ Joshy.
You still haven't gotten that back, have you?
Nah, I don't think I'll ever get that, unfortunately.
That's gone.
Yeah, because of some kid that's not even active on Instagram.
Oh, well. Their gain, your loss.
Is it, though?
Yeah, who knows? Anyways, you can find the podcast everywhere on... Just type up Mad About Pop on Google and apparently we come up.
On Bing.
Apparently. Use it on Bing.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to try Bing. Hold on. Let me go on Google and search up Bing.
I'm sorry. Peter Parker using Bing, that was immersion breaking. Wrecked the whole movie. One star.
One star.
Oh, we come up... It comes up at Mad About Pop Culture Podcast.
We are the number one search result on Bing, so everyone use Bing.
All right, there Bing. You go. Yeah.
Oh, we should all invest in Bing.
Yeah, Bing sales. Tell spy everyone rocket. To use Bing.
Yeah. Yeah. Come on, guys. Let's stonk it up.
Yeah, stonk it up.
Let's see, Mad About Pop. Hold on. We have to type it up fully.
Stonk it up until it crashes.
But seriously, if Bing wants to sponsor us.
Oh, yeah.
Or NOS, or. Something.
Burger King.
Burger King. I didn't know
My car needs a new paint job and I would love to put some logos on it.
I need a new car, so if GM General Motors can sponsor us, that'll be great.
Yeah, give Sega or a Camaro.
Give me a Camaro.
With I'll Bing drive on
Camaro.
It.
With Bing
a
on
Bing
it.
Camaro.
Yeah, a Bing Camaro. That's what we need. We need a Bing
Track day's
Camaro.
Going off now.
A chopper blimp.
That's it. Anyways, yeah, you can find us on like you can find us on our Bing, as you guys can see. So pretty much.
Yeah.
Search Mad About Pop.
On Bing.
On Bing. <come up.
laughs> But also if you type up Mad About Pop - Culture Podcast. Not even that. Just type up Mad About Pop Culture. Where we come up first on Google as well.
There you go.
Yeah. So find us there. We've got our Twitter and Instagram. Our Twitter's showing, but our Instagram's not showing. No.
That's not good.
That is not
But
good.
If you guys have any ideas for the podcast, feel free to
email,
message us.
Message. Do anything.
Skywrite.
Skywrite.
That's it. Bing us.
Bing us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Send us a Bing.
What does that mean?
I don't know. Oh. Just threw the phone slipped out of my hand.
This is a scuffed podcast now.
Yep, that's it. Done. All right. Take care, guys.
Yeah.
See ya.
Laters. Bye. All right,
hey, we didn't even talk about what we've been doing lately.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.